In the Buddhist tradition, it is very clear that we are responsible for our bondage and for our freedom. When we cling to the world, to our experiences, to ourselves with confusion, then we are binding ourselves. But when we don't cling to the world, to our experiences, to ourselves, when there is no clinging, then there is freedom. But it is not a matter of deciding, now I will stop to grasp for 45 minutes just to try. It's not a matter of decision. It's a matter of being aware that we are grasping. And only when we are aware that we are grasping, is it possible not to grasp. So in our meditation, as we try to be mindful of every attitude within ourselves, any state of mind, any way we relate to the present experience, that is allowing us to be aware when there is grasping and not to feed anymore this grasping. But for that, we need to be intimate with the present experience. Freedom does not come from keeping things at a distance, as if we try not to be touched by the experiences, keeping thoughts away, keeping emotions at a distance. But on the contrary, being so intimate with thoughts, so intimate with emotions, that we don't grasp at them anymore, that we experience them for what they are, clearly. It is quite possible that some people, or sometimes we believe, that meditation is about keeping things at a distance, so that we will not be disturbed by them. But that is at a great cost. I mean that we are not alive anymore. We are keeping the life, our life, at a distance. But on the contrary, in our meditation, we are completely in life, with the life, but without confusion. And it is true, sometimes as we get closer to the experience, it seems that we are more involved in the experience. I was keeping my emotion at a distance. I felt less involved in sadness or impatience. Now I'm getting more intimate with this emotion. And I feel I am sad, I am impatient. It seems that I'm more involved with a sense of I. But we don't need to cling to this sense of I within the experience. As we get more intimate within the experience itself, sadness, impatience, slowly we will realize that there is no I, no me in this experience. There's just the experiencing of sadness, just the experiencing of impatience. And this time, with this kind of intimacy, in this experience of sadness and impatience, there is freedom. So not because we kept them away, but because we know them very clearly for what they are. So if we experience difficulties or emotions or pleasant experience like calmness, tranquility, let be aware of identification. Do I take that personally? If I take it personally, then let's try to be more in connection with the emotion itself, with the calmness itself, with tranquility itself. Not so much being bothered by the sense of self. I recognize it to be here, but I don't give it importance. But I want to connect more deeply with what is sadness, what is tranquility, what is joy. A joyful mind, a tranquil mind, a calm mind, a sad mind. Doesn't require effort, but sensitivity, lightness. Now, with respect to thought and thinking, there are many ways one can include them in our practice of meditation. But one of the first step, important step, is to realize how much we believe what we think. How much we take our thought to be truth and not beliefs. So be aware of that. If a thought is arising, it's a nice morning, for example, to be aware that it is not a truth, it's just a belief. Of course, this thought that would say it's just a belief, not a truth, it's also just a belief, not a truth. But you don't need to want to analyze every thought. Now the thought that you are inquiring into is, it is a nice morning. And when you discover that, it is just a belief, not a truth. That's fine. If you like, then, next inquiry, you could say that saying it is just a belief, not a truth, this also is just a belief. But you don't need to analyze each thought, otherwise you'll get lost. Understand the nature of one thought, and then it will clear, bring light to the nature of all thoughts. Could say we stop on one thought, so to speak. It is a nice morning. So what is it really? It is a nice morning. Where can I find it? Not in front of me, not behind, it is nowhere. Just a belief arising in the mind. So just exploring that already bring a lot of freedom. Because of course there are more important thoughts than it's a nice morning, that we may grasp with more intensity. That seems to matter much more than it's a nice morning. but discovering that they are just beliefs and no truths. This is opening a space for freedom. And this doesn't mean that we will not be able to think anymore. Don't worry. But we will be just be aware of what it is to think. So you can explore the truth or the beliefs of the thoughts in the sitting if they arise, in the walking if thoughts arise, while eating if thoughts arise, in a gentle way, with curiosity. It is so amazing to question the value of a thought, since it is what is ruling our world, beliefs. So practice in a relaxed way with sensitivity, lightness, and responsibility for what is happening within you. Not being a victim of whatever habitual patterns, but being really there for the life that we are manifesting every instant.